Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Today is Ash Wednesday. It is the beginning of the Lenten season. Our text for reflection is Joel 2, 12 to 19. The prophecy of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 19. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders. Gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord was jealous for his land and took pity on his people. The Lord replied to them, I am sending you grain, new wine and olive oil, enough to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nations. My theme for reflection is rend your heart when Lent begins again. Rend your heart when Lent begins again. Today is Ash Wednesday, and many of us step into Lent with brave intentions. We promise to pray more, speak less, forgive quicker, and finally let go of habits that have lingered too long. Yet, if we are honest, Lent sometimes becomes a season of resolutions that fade before Easter lilies bloom. Joel's words meet us precisely here, not to shame our desire for holiness, but to redirect it. Return to me, says the Lord, not with perfect promises, but with all your heart. Joel speaks into a people weary from crisis, locust, drought, uncertainty, and he names the real problem, outward religion without inward transformation. They know how to tear their garments, but God calls them to something deeper. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. The issue is not activity but authenticity. Many of us know how to look faithful, yet Lent invites us into a quieter courage, the willingness to let God reshape our inner life. Walter Brueggemann once wrote, the prophetic imagination invites us to move beyond numbness into a new awareness of God's alternate future. Joel's prophecy does exactly that. It shakes the people awake from religious routine and calls them into a living relationship. Yet the story does not end with repentance alone. Joel's second movement offers promise. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. The God who calls us back is also the God who comes closer. Repentance is not an achievement, it is a doorway. The God revealed in Exodus 34, verse 6, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That's the God who meets us not with condemnation, but with renewal. The same God who asked Israel to return now promises to empower sons and daughters, young and old, servants and leaders alike. What begins with ashes moves toward breath, the Spirit poured out without discrimination. For us today, this means Lent is not a competition in self-denial, but an invitation into deeper dependence. We do not return to God by proving ourselves. We return because God's mercy makes returning possible. Perhaps the most honest Lenten prayer is not, "Lord, watch me change," but, "Lord, change me from the inside." When hearts are softened, the Spirit finds room to move, and holiness becomes less about performance and more about presence. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what outward practices in your faith might be hiding a deeper invitation to inward transformation? Number two, where do you sense God calling you not just to try harder, but to return more honestly? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take 10 quiet minutes to write a simple prayer, beginning with the words, "Yet, even now, Lord, I return." Name one burden, one hope, and one area where you desire God's Spirit to renew you. Merciful God, as Lent begins, we come not with perfect promises, but with open hearts. Teach us to rend what is hidden within us and to return to you in truth. Pour out your Spirit upon us, young and old, weary and hopeful, that we may live with renewed faith and gentle courage. Lead us beyond empty words into transformed lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.